But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need, it's in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness. Mercy and love, oh great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand provided. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Nicodemus had to learn this lesson. You know Nicodemus. You've heard of him. He went to Jesus by night. Some of us, in fact, call him Nick at night. And he heard of this man, Jesus, as he was moving about the region, and he was causing quite a ruckus among the Pharisees. And Nicodemus was one of those Pharisees, and they were not impressed with Jesus. In fact, they were troubled by him because Jesus seemed to contradict most of their beliefs. Jesus was drawing attention to himself, and they were concerned because they heard that this man was going around changing water into wine. He was going on laying hands on the blind, and they were gaining their sight. He was laying his hands on deaf, and they were hearing. They heard about all of his wonderful miracles. They heard about all of his powerful words. They heard how people were surrounding him and crowding him because of his awesome power. And Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Jews, a member of the Pharisees, these religious men who were protectors of the law, who were pious and who were dignified and who were leaders in the community. Nicodemus heard about Jesus and decided that he would steal away in the middle of the night to see Jesus. Now, we criticize Nicodemus. We criticize the Pharisees, but I admire Nicodemus, and I admire him for this one thing, that he risked his reputation He risked his standing in the community so he could meet Jesus for himself. That he was not satisfied by what he heard about Jesus. He wanted to know him for himself. And I just came by to tell somebody that you ought not be satisfied by hearing what other people say about Jesus. You will not be satisfied just sitting here watching everybody else get their praise on. You ought to want to get your praise on for yourself. You ought not be satisfied hearing about some other people getting healed. You ought to be wanting to get healed for yourself. You ought not be satisfied by hearing how he's met everybody else's need. You ought to want him to meet your needs for your. Anybody want to get to know him for yourself? That you would press your way and do it all, anything you got to do in order to get to know Jesus for yourself. Nicodemus approaches Jesus by night, and he says to him, look at what he says. He says, Rabbi, in other words, teacher, we know you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus cuts straight to the chase. I appreciate the flattery, but I know what you really want to know. And Jesus cuts straight to the chase. He cuts right across the field and looks at Nicodemus and says, most assuredly, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Now, I got to tell you something, that at one time in my life, I used to believe that what Jesus was saying to Nicodemus is that unless you are born again, you won't go to heaven. But he was saying something deeper than that. He was saying something deeper, that he was not talking about by and by, pie in the sky, by and by. No, he's saying unless you are born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. In other words, you must understand something, beloved, that there is a whole nother dimension that exists. As a matter of fact, the dimension that exists supersedes, in fact, transcends this present dimension that you and I see. And we ought not be satisfied by just being born. We ought to be born again. Because there is a new dimension, I tell you. And the dimension that there is the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, that you must understand that this dimension, as I said, transcends time and space. It's a dimension where you can only see what you believe. You didn't hear me. It's a dimension where you can only possess what you can conceive. It's a dimension where you can only attain what you receive. It's a spiritual dimension that you can't get there through flesh and blood. No, you can only access it by the Spirit. Because Nicodemus says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Somebody say, born to be born again. You got to be born again. That's a whole nother dimension that we're missing out on. There's a whole experience that we are missing out on simply because we are satisfied with being born, but not seeking to be born again. Don't you understand that everything that governs what you see is governed by what you can't see? Don't you understand that the visible world is being governed by the invisible world? Don't you understand that it is the spiritual that governs the physical? That it is the supernatural that governs the natural? And there are things that you and I, that God wants us to have access to, that we can't gain access to it by flesh and blood. We got to be born again. Because if you're not born again, everything you see, you're going to see them only from the eyes of the flesh. And what you will hear will be only from the ears of the flesh. And what you feel will only be from the body of the flesh. There's a whole nother experience that God wants to usher us into, But we got to be willing to be born again. Anybody want to be a part of the kingdom of God? That's what we have been sharing over the last few years, that God is calling his church to understand that we are kingdom citizens, that we have a kingdom agenda, and that the things that are going on in this world right now are going on simply because the people of God don't know that we're the people of God. We've got to, first of all, if we understand that there is the kingdom of God, we ought to, first of all, want to expect the kingdom of God. Let's let the church say, expect the kingdom of God. You've got to first expect the kingdom of God. If you want to see the kingdom of God, you've got to expect the kingdom of God. In other words, we've got to get to the place that we believe everything God says. Because only when you believe what God says will you begin to expect it. There's some people who don't expect anything because you don't believe that you can have it. What would happen, beloved, if the people of God really knew and believed that we were the people of God? I mean, what would happen if we really believed that God was indeed our Father? What would happen if the people of God really believed that God was our shepherd? That he was our king, that he rules and super rules, and he has all power in his hands? What would happen if the people of God really believed that we were the people of God? What would happen if the people of God really believed that we can have what God says we can have? And what would happen if the people of God really believed that we can do what God says we can do, and we can go where God says we can go? I tell you what will happen. We will turn this world around. Because things do not have to remain the way they are. Because God has given his people access, authority to change this world around. How do you know? Well, I know it because Jesus said it himself in Matthew 16. When Jesus was talking to his disciples and asking the question, who do men say that I am? And they began to answer the question, say, well, some say you are this person. Some say you're that person. Jesus turned around and said, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to Peter that flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And then he said that you are Peter. And on this rock, on your confession that I'm the Son of God, I will build my church. And listen, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And then he said, I have given you the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I want to ask you the question again. What will happen if the people of God really believe that we are the people of God? There's some things that we don't ask God for because we don't expect that he can do it. But I'm here to attest to you that God can do anything but fail. There's nothing God can't do. There, everything he said he can do, he's able to do it. Anybody believe that God is able to keep his promises? If he says he can heal you, expect to be healed. If he says he's going to make a way, expect the made way to be made. If he says he's going to solve your problems, expect your problems to be solved. If he says you will be successful, start walking in your success. Stop looking down and start looking up and know you are a child of the living God.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 7, Paul writes, "But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ has apportioned it." People of God, grace is God's unmerited favor to all, not based on how good or bad we are, not based on your status with humanity, or even whether you're saved or unsaved, for it is a gift from God. As believers in Jesus Christ, we should not take for granted God's goodness and his mercy. Someone did not wake up this morning, and that person's soul has a destination with eternity. So count it all joy that God's grace has given you one more day to make the decision to accept his free gift of grace. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3783.
1-800-332-2222 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
But sometimes we function as if there is no God. Sometimes we function as if it is all up to us. Sometimes we function as if we're the ones who that we're the last word. But aren't you glad you're not the last word, that God's the last word? That when you're born again, you don't act as if you can do it. When you are born again and experience His kingdom, you begin to totally, exclusively depend on God for everything. I mean everything. You won't spend your time pacing the floor in the midnight hour because you depend on God for everything. And many times we're worried about things that we can't change anyway. You got to depend on God. That when you begin to experience the kingdom of God, you won't spend your time pacing the floor worrying about what people got to say about you. Because as a kingdom citizen, you will learn that the Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thy enemies against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off. You will also remember that no weapon formed against you will prosper because you're a person of God. You will begin to experience the kingdom. You don't have to worry about money anymore. When you are people of God, you won't worry about money because your Bible reminds you that my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. You have to worry about being a homeless or needing shelter because you will know that He that dwelleth in the shelter of the Most High God shall abide. Hallelujah. And you will also know that God is our refuge and our strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. And when you experience His kingdom, you won't worry about being in the dark no more because you know that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And you won't worry about provision anymore because you know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. When you experience His kingdom, you won't worry about death anymore because you remember that He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he who lives and believes in me shall never. Does anybody believe in the power of God? That when you're born to be born again, not only will you expect the kingdom, but you'll learn how to experience the kingdom. You will know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. He goes on to explain to Nicodemus all of this. I love it when he comes to the end and helps Nicodemus understand why God would do such a thing. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Anybody glad about that besides me today? When you're born to be born again, you begin to expect the kingdom. When you're born to be born again, you begin to experience the kingdom. But when you're born to be born again, you can't help but express the kingdom. Yes. You got to go forth from this place and let the world know about this. You got to tell the nations about this, how it is that God has come and has sent His only begotten Son, that through Him you might have life everlasting. Isn't that good news that you have everlasting life? And that's the message that God wants the church to go forth from this place and unashamedly, unapologetically declare that whosoever believes on Him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Anybody feel like expressing that?
You got to go forth and tell somebody. You can't be ashamed of this gospel. You got to let your light shine that men can see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You got to go forth and let them know of the power that exists because we know Jesus. Now I got to tell you something. As you go forth from this place, there will be those who don't want this message out. There will be those who would like to stop this message. I'm talking about the evil one, the enemy, who will make it his business to interrupt this message, who will make it his business to discourage you from telling this message, who will make it his business to prevent you from proclaiming this message. But you got to be determined to go forth and declare it, because you recognize that you're on the battlefield for the Lord. And no matter what the enemy tries, you've got a mighty arsenal that's at your disposal. All you got to do is go forth and be his disciples, and go forth and do what he called you to do, and to say what he called you to say, and to believe that we are who he says that we are, and go forth in his mighty power, knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. That we go forth from this place knowing that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and a bunch of principalities and rulers in high places. And so we got to go forth and putting on the whole armor of God, because we got to fight against the wiles of the devil. And I've got a suggestion for you. How do you go forth? Well, we learned a lesson last week that you got to be careful when you walk the streets these days. Particularly if you're a young black man, you got to be careful how you walk the streets, especially if you're in Ferguson, Missouri. You can't walk the streets and know that your life is not in danger. And what this young man did, he put his hands up. He said, don't shoot. He put his hands up. And I'm going forth to tell you that there are going to be some spiritual snipers who are waiting to take your head off. There will be some of those who are waiting to shoot you down to prevent you from being the man of God and the woman of God that God has called you to be. But I've got a suggestion for you. Even if they got the place surrounded, you can go out with your hands up. I dare you to put your hands up. I dare you to put your hands up. You can go forth with power and put your hands up. And when you put your hands up saying that I understand who I am. I'm giving you my identity. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God. I've been born of the Spirit. I've been washed in his blood. Put your hands up. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. But not only is putting your hands a sign of identity, but it's also a sign of surrender. I surrender my all to you. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my future to you. Take all of me. Take my hands. Take my feet. Take my heart. Take my life. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence, daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. You are to go forth in a sign of identity. You are to go forth in a sign of surrender. You are to go forth in a posture of praise. Anybody feel like going forth, giving God praise? Lift up your hands and bless his name. Lift up your hands and shout his name. Lift up your hands and believe his name. Lift up your hands and give God praise. Lift up your hands and adore him. Lift up your hands and magnify him. I don't know how you feel about it, but I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Come on, lift up your hands. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I'm so glad I was born, but I'm double glad I'm gonna be born again. Anybody glad you're born again? I don't see things the way I used to see things. I'm born again. I don't hear things the way I used to hear them. I'm born again. I don't feel the way I used to feel. I'm born again. I know I'm a child of the Most High God. Born again. Born to be born again. Born to be born again. I've been blessed to bless somebody. I've been saved to save somebody. I've been standing to help somebody else get up, because God wants to use me, that through my testimony, through my song, through my word, that somebody can know him in a free pardon of their sins. Give God praise if you got to be born again. Born again. Born again. And the best thing about it, one glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away just a few more weary days in there. I'll fly away to a home where joy, joy, joy will never end. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away when I die, when I die. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. By and by, I'll fly away, because I've been born to be born again. Hallelujah, somebody. Doors of the church are open. Maybe there's somebody here who has not yet given their life to Jesus Christ. God wants to invite you to a whole new dimension where you can see things just a little differently, hear things a little differently, experience life a little differently. If you think being born is something, try being born again. And all you got to do is surrender your life to him, because the Bible says if any man be in Christ, hallelujah, thank you, he or she is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. If there's one today, would you come?
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 at 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
You can listen to the word by going to www.PraiseCharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.PraiseCharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.